When you live to tackle extreme terrain, this sound is music to your ears. Right now at the Can-Am Yellow Tag Sales Event, you can save on select 2017 Can-Am off-road vehicles to the tune of up to $2,000. Get outside and save today. Visit your local Can-Am dealer for the Yellow Tag Sales Event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Malena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain on Bombers, Brad Haworth.
36-14, our final score as Pine Bluff gets the win over Mountain Home. We were talking about it up here in the press box there. Bombers had timeouts left. They could have tried to call them and score, but we were all talking about it up here. Fact is, Pine Bluff, they called off the dogs in the second half. They could have got ugly in the second half, and they took their starters out, and they didn't try to run the score up. So I think that's the main reason Coach Mannix decided not to call the timeouts there and try to score. And he's having a long meeting with his team on the field right now. So
it becomes a respect thing, you know. And like you said, they could have ran the score up probably a little bit more, and it, you know, just trying to take a strike there just wasn't necessary. I think that's looking at the options for the head coach. I think that's the right call to make.
Yep. I know the players were visibly upset on the field, but we understand why Brian did what he did. So, Bombers, they come up short here this evening, Tobias, but I tell you what, the Mountain Home had a great drive in the first half. It didn't result in points. Two great drives in the second half, and you got to take the momentum and build with that going into next week into one of the, looking at the schedule. If you want to get into the postseason, next week's one of the games you feel like you've got to win, and they've got something to build on going into next week.
Absolutely. A lot of bright spots tonight. You know, we talked about McKay and his ability to execute the option. We saw a lot of great plays there. We saw some great plays out of Liddy, especially on defense, all over the field. What I've been most impressed with tonight is the special teams. You know, special teams has kind of been a question mark all season for us, and it looked like tonight special teams is finally starting to tighten up. I mean, we almost had an onside kick and just out of pure hustle.
Right.
And, just couldn't be prouder of their effort and the way they played tonight.
Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your engineering and surveying needs, contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. We're going to go with that first drive of the second half for Mountain Home. It was they started at their own 46. They marched downfield, and Isaac McKay capped it with a one-yard touchdown run and got the Bombers on the board. That is our drive of the game. Sonny Elliott from the Bulletin finishing up our stats. We'll have those for you here in just a little bit. We'll have more, and we'll wrap this one up here in just a little bit. 36-14, the final score as Pine Bluff gets the win. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. B Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
36-14, our final score as Pine Bluff defeats Mountain Home tonight. Our impact play of the game brought to you by AeroVac Life Team. The best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AeroVac member today. And Tobias, you and I talked about it. I think we're going to go with that touchdown that Isaac McKay scored to get the Bombers on the board, aren't we?
Just that will to win. That, you know, it got called back and he got... He didn't let that affect it and came right back and scored and just wouldn't quit.
Dirty Jersey Award for Hustle brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, Bob's favorite, adult fitness classes, team spirit dance, and cheer. Dirty Jersey Award. He loves it when I say that every week.
I was about to say.
Yeah. we're going to split it tonight. Isaac McKay and Brad Liddy. I tell you what, they both played very well tonight, didn't they, Tobias?
They did. We called their name a lot tonight because they were both all over the field making plays. And, you know, like I said, there's some bright spots to build off here, and it's going to center around those two for next week.
Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin with our final stats. And I, Pine Bluff, with 316 yards of total offense. Mountain Home finished with 215. Mountain Home with 215, all on the ground. Isaac McKay leads the way, 16 carries with 103. Junior Williams had 14 carries for 50, and Reese Winfield finished with 6 for 44 tonight. Pine Bluff, they had 178 through the air. The rest of theirs came on the ground this evening. So the Bombers on the road next week. We go to Jacksonville and take on the Titans, and the Titans they're putting up a pretty good fight against Jonesboro tonight. Last score we have is 55-31. They played very well last week against Searcy. And you look at what you got to do to get into the playoffs. It's going to take you a couple of wins to get in. And you figure that's one you've got to get next week. And we talked about it towards the end of the game, Tobias. Matt Holmes got a lot to build off of for next week, don't they?
They do. They have a lot to build off of. But you're right. They have to get that win next week. And, you know, hopefully some of these injured players are back next week, so they have a little bit more to work with. But like I said, you had some bright spots tonight. You go in next week, you have a great week of practice, you get them ready, and you go down to Jacksonville, and you bring home the W.
You betcha. All right. Bombers fall tonight, 36-14. Tobias Pugsley, thank you so much for helping out tonight.
Well, Brent, thanks for having me, man. It's been an absolute pleasure, and really happy to do it, and just thanks for asking.
Well, you betcha. Glad you're doing it. And like I mentioned, it's nice to work with a professional for a change. Unfortunately, Bob Bird will be back next week, so we had lots of nice texts tonight about the broadcast. That's going to do it. Matt's going to check scores for us around the state. We got, of course, the Pine Bluff Rising Friday Night Scoreboard Show at 10. Right now, Masco Check scores for us around the state here right after the break. That's going to do it from Bomber Stadium. For Matt Sharp and Tobias Pugsley, Brad Hallworth saying so long.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Where can you get a delicious chicken strip basket, including crispy fries, gravy for dipping, Texas toast, and tender premium chicken strips for under $5? Only at DQ and Mountain Home, and only on Sunday all day. Just mention the coupon when ordering the chicken strip basket on Sunday, and you'll get all that deliciousness for under $5. Just remember to save room for dessert. DQ, fan food, not fast food. Visit your Dairy Queen on Main Street in Mountain Home.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers Post Game Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. As again, the Mountain Home Bombers fall to Pine Bluff by a score of 36-14 tonight. Matt Sharp joining you with one more Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Again, Pine Bluff came into this game tied for third in Class 6A with West Memphis. And right now, as we look at first the 6A East scores, the last score we had was the Blue Devils tied with Searcy, who's ranked fifth in Class 6A. They were knotted up at 14 at the break. Also, last score we had at halftime was Jonesboro up on Jacksonville by a score of 55-31. Have yet to see a score update on the game between Little Rock Hall and Marion. On the local level, Yellville Summit playing at Greenland this evening, and the last score we saw was from halftime. The Panthers and Pirates knotted up at 14 apiece. In the fourth quarter, Salem leads Rector by a score of 21-12. Also tonight, fourth quarter, Melbourne is up on Marshall by a score of 49-12. Have not seen a score update on the game tonight between Mountain View and Elkins. And fourth quarter, Harrison is just beating up on Clarksville tonight. The Goblins leading the Panthers 63-6. In the overall Associated Press top 10, it is number one Harbor on top of seventh-ranked Springdale, 49-14 in the fourth quarter. Second-ranked Bryant has a 42-17 lead on Little Rock Catholic. That was the last score we had from the third quarter. Number three, North Little Rock, leading ninth-ranked Conway by a score of 24-14 in the fourth quarter. Number four, for Greenwood, leading 8th-ranked El Dorado, 52-14 in the fourth quarter, and these were the top two teams ranked in the Class 6A top five as well. Greenwood number one, El Dorado two. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, was leading BB at halftime. The score we had there was 45-14. The Bruins up on the Badgers. 6th-ranked Bentonville West is leading, actually tied with Fayetteville now. It was 28-14, but it looks like the Purple Dogs have come back and knotted this game up at 28 apiece in the final period. And at number 10, Cabot is up on Fort Smith Southside in the fourth quarter, 35-28. We've already mentioned all the games in the Class 6A top five, so we'll go to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet looked into. Number two, Wynn defeated Greene County Tech by a score of 42-17. Third-ranked Little Rock Christian is tied with Sylvan Hills at 21-all in the final period. Number four, Whitehall, last we saw, was losing it to Camden Fairview 22-10. And number five, Nettleton, was up on Blytheville at halftime. That was the last score we had, 14-6 in that game. In the Class 4A top five, Pea Ridge is tied for the number one ranking. And last we saw, they were up on Lincoln, third quarter, 48-26. Arkadelphia, who is tied with Pea Ridge for that number one ranking, was up on number three, Joe T. Robinson, in the third quarter, 17-14. So that game was probably going to go down to the wire. That's probably probably the best matchup of the state tonight overall. Number four, Prairie Grove, playing at home against Gravett this evening. Let's see if we can find the score update on that game. Last score we had was third quarter, and the Tigers were up on Gravett by a score of 19-0. Number five, Warren, is leading Star City 35-0 in the final period. The Class 3A top five, number one, Prescott, playing at Gurdon this evening, and it was the Curly Wolves getting the 48-0 shutout win tonight. Number two, Junction City, at Genoa Central, and fourth quarter, it is Junction City up 46-7. Third-ranked Charleston was losing to Paris at halftime. That was the last score we saw, 20-7 in that game. And Mayflower is actually tied for fourth, and they were playing at Bald Knob tonight. And I believe it was Mayflower with the lead. So I'll see if I can find the score update on that game this evening. Last score we had was halftime, Mayflower up on the Bulldogs 34-14. And Clinton, who is tied with Mayflower for that number four ranking, is leading Green Forest 35-7 in the final period. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, playing at home against Murfreesboro tonight. Let's see if we can find the score on that one. Last score we had was halftime. Mount Ida was up 41-0. Number two, Risen, defeated Strong tonight, 31-8. Number three, Conway Christian, playing at home against Hector. And last score we had was the third quarter. The two teams were tied at 23-all. Number four, Hampton, playing at home against Camden Harmony Grove. So you can find the score update on that game this evening. And let's see if we see what we got here. Have yet to see a score update on that game, so we'll see if we can find that in just a moment. And I'll go ahead and tell you that number five, Danville, at halftime was defeating Johnson County Westside 40-0, that game being played in Coal Hill. And we'll see if we can try one more time to find a score update on that game between Hampton and Camden Harmony Grove. Last score we had was second quarter, and the two teams were tied at 7. So that is a look at what else has been going on in the area and in the state tonight. And that's going to wrap up not only the Classic Hits 101.7 studio report, but also the Bombers postgame show. Again, Mountain Home falls to Pine Bluff tonight, 36-14, and the Bombers will go down to Pulaski County to play at Jacksonville next week. We hope you'll join us for that broadcast next week. Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you tonight on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Join us again next week for more Mountain Home Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.